Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Lamed Hey in the Oiz Vador edition, beginning of the fourth Perek, Perek Karachas. This first Mishnah is quoted in the Gemara in the Bavli in Eruvin, and the Gemara there explains it. So we have an explanation from the Bavli to explain this Mishnah that we have in Kilayim. The Mishnah says, Karachas HaKeren, which literally means the bald spot of a vineyard. If a vineyard in the middle has space, there is a space between the trees. And as we'll see in the Gemara, there's still a vineyard, at least from two sides that remain. So that area in the middle, the question is, can you plant there other seeds which are not a vineyard? So b'chama imrim is srim v'arba'amas. If you have a 24 amma space, then you can plant. Why? So as the Gemara in Eruvin explains to us, next to a vineyard, in order to plant, you have to have at least a space of 4 amas to allow for the avoda sakarim, for the work around the vineyard. So 4 amas is out from each side. According to Beit Shammai, in order to have a field which is considered to be its own entity, it's chashuv, and it's not butel to the vineyard, it needs to be at least 8 amas. Less than 8 amas is too small, and it's butel to the kerem, you can't plant another seed. Now, each side is considered to be standing on its own. You don't combine them together. So Yimele says, Beit Shammai, you need to have like this. You need to have 4 amas from each side of the vineyard to give space for the vineyard. Then you need to have 8 amas for each side to be a standalone field. So 8 plus 8 plus 4 plus 4, that is 24. Basil loimrim, sheshaser amma. Basil say you need only 16. Basil say exactly like Bechama, the only difference is that they hold that a field of 4 amas is chashav enough not to be bottom. So if I have 4 amas for the kerem on each side, that's 8. And then I have a field of 4 amas on each side, that's another 8. Together, that's 16. The space that I need to have in the middle of the vineyard is 16 amma. Mochel HaKerem. Mochel HaKerem is a space in the end of the vineyard, between the vineyard and a fence. And this, Mandalmar in the Mishnah holds, that when you have a fence next to a vineyard, it's considered to be surrounded still in the vineyard. You don't have to have any space for the fence, because the fence is not a vineyard. But it's as the halachas that we said before. So you have the space of 4 amas for the vineyard that you need to have. In addition, the fence itself, you can't plant anything within 4 amas of the fence because it doesn't grow well. So you need to have that 4 amas. And then you need to have a space of a field which is chashav enough not to be bottled to the vineyard. What's the space of a field not to be chashav enough? According to Beit Shammai, it's 8 amas. So 4 space next to the vineyard, 4 space next to the fence, and 8 amas in an independent field, together that's 16. And that's what the Mishnah says over here, Mochel HaKerem B'Chama Orim Shesh Asir Amos. Basil hold, a field doesn't need to have 8 amos. 4 amos is good enough. So they reduce it by 4 amos, and they say only 12. Basil hold, Orim Shtem Asir Amos. So the difference between the Karachas and the Mochel, according to B'Chama Basil hold, is the Karachas you need to have in both sides. You need to have the 4 amos for the vineyard, and then plus you have to have 2 fields, each one to each direction. 8 plus 8 according to B'Chama, and 4 plus 4 according to Basil. If you have Mochel HaKerem next to the fence, you have to have only 1 field. Either 8 amas according to Beit Shammai, 4 amas according to Basil. And the Mishnah goes on to explain it. What's the Karachas HaKerem? Kerem Shecharev Mi'emtsoi. When you have a Kerem that the middle part is empty, became bald, it's Charev, it's destroyed, it doesn't have a vineyard anymore over there. Continues the Mishnah Lamadam with base. If you don't have 16 according to Basil, Loyavi Zera Lisham, don't come and plant there. You do have 16. No, it's similar to Vizurasamoisa. Then you give the space for the vineyard, the 4 amas next to the vineyard, it needs to be empty, and you can plant the rest, which means you can plant 8 amma, 4 for each field, that in order not to be bottle. Pezi Mochel HaKerem, what's Mochel HaKerem? Bring Kerem Legata between the vineyard and the fence. Imein Shav Shtem Esriyam, you don't have 12 amma according to Basila. Loyavi Zera Lisham, Ayu Shav Shtem Esriyam, you have 4 amas for the vineyard, 4 amas for the fence, and 4 is in the middle. So you give the avoid of the kerem, plant the rest, which means we're not really going to plant next to the fence. It doesn't grow very well over there. When you're mentioning over here the fence next to the vineyard, that's not mochel kerem. That's called goder kerem. And according to Abiudo, I don't need, when you have a fence, you don't need such a big space. What we said before, you have to have a field, chash of a field, not to be bottled to the kerem. According to me, that's only in the middle. When it's on the side, next to a fence, I don't have an issue. Even if you have only one tefach, I can plant it. It's not bottled to the carrot. Ve'ezehu mochel hakerem. So what's mochel hakerem according to Rabbi Yehuda? Bein shtei korim, between two vineyards. And the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean. Ve'ezehu godo, what's the fence that we talked about? Shu gavoy asar tefachim, it's 10 tefachim high. Ve'choritz, or there's a ditch. Shu amak asara ve'rochel arbo, it's 10 tefachim below the ground, and has a width of 4 tefachim. That is the godo, or the choritz we mentioned, that will stop a vineyard and enclose it and require the field to have a certain amount according to Tanakama. Says the Gemara, Karachas HaKerem. Omar Abiyachron, Karachas HaKerem hu Kerem Shechorif. Meaning, Karachas HaKerem is very similar to what we're going to mention later, which is called Kerem Shechorif. In both cases, you have an empty space in the middle of the vineyard, which was destroyed. So what's the difference between the two? Says the Gemara, Karachas HaKerem Mekrichim Oysoy Mehem Tzor. Karachas HaKerem means that the middle part is empty. Kerem Shechor Mekrichim Oysoy Bekol Zdoto. The Kerem Shechor that we'll speak about later means that all sides are Chorif. Also, on the sides are Chorif, as the Gemara is going to explain later. Omar B'Yisivu Sheba Mimoto Kerem Godo. We're talking about that the emptiness is within a very big vineyard. But if you're talking about a small vineyard and you're missing something in the middle, and as Reb Chaim explains, you don't have left around it a size of a kerem, which is considered to be a vineyard, so then you don't have a problem of karachas a kerem that's bottled to the kerem, because the kerem doesn't really exist anymore. And when you have single vines, all you need to do is a space of 6 tefachim. You don't have to have a space of 4 amos, and you don't have all the halachas that we mentioned over here. V'tanin, it says in the Braiso, Ezu karachas a kerem. What's really karachas a kerem? Kerem shechor v'meim tzoy. You have a kerem which is destroyed in the middle. Means I have an empty space in the middle of the vineyard which is empty. And then you have still a kerem. What is a kerem? The definition of a kerem is you have 5 vines in 2 rows, a row of 3 and a row of 2, which means you have 4, which is a square, plus 1 hayotze zonov, comes out as a tail. So then you have a row of 3 and a row of 2. When you have 5 vines at least, that's a vineyard. So what is karachas hakerem? It means you emptied the middle of the vineyard and you have what's called a kerem, which means at least 5 trees in 2 rows around it. Either in all 4 sides, you have in each side a kerem, or in 3 sides, or in 2 sides, across from 2 sides. From one end and the other end, you have a kerem, whatever's in the middle is considered to be karachas hakerem. And the Gemara goes on now in Daf Lamed Vav to explain this. Heich avido, what's the case exactly that you have vineyards, kramim, remaining around the karachas? Chamesh shurim min shoiva. So the Gemara is going to give us an example of what's our case. You have 5 rows, each one has 7 vines, meaning it's 35 vines, a vineyard of 5 by 7 trees. Nosov chad karmin, he took out the middle, we call it here a kerim, even though that's not the kerem referred to before. Kerem here means a row of 3 trees. The Vilna Gaon's gear say is not a chad shuro. I mean, the middle part, he takes 3 trees from the middle. Which means if you have 5 rows, you take the middle row, and within the middle row, you take the 3 trees which are in between. Because each row has 7 trees. So if I take the 3 trees in between, in the middle, I have 2 trees on each side remaining on the middle row. These 2 trees on each side, if you look on their top and bottom, meaning you continue these columns of these 2 trees, you have over here 5 by 2. 5 by 2 on the right side, 5 by 2 on the left side. These are 2 kromim, which are on these 2 sides of this vineyard. In addition, the rows that are above that middle shura, you have 6 trees on the top and 6 trees on the bottom, because this is the middle row. So you have 2 rows on top, 2 rows on the bottom. 2 rows on top, 3 by 2. 2 rows on the bottom, 3 by 2. That's a vineyard. So if I'm looking, if I took, I have a 5 by 7, and I take the 3 in the middle of them from the middle row. So what I'm left with is I have in the 2 sides of the 5 by 7, I have a vineyard which is 2 by 5, 10 trees on the right side, and 2 by 5 on the left side. And in the top and in the bottom of the middle row, I have a 2 by 3 trees that are standing there, which that's a vineyard. Vineyard is 2 by 5, I mean 2, 3, and 2. So I have here a vineyard with all sides. From every side of this row, I have enough trees to create 4 vineyards around the row. That's what it means that you have tree, you have vineyards all from all four sides. Now, the way the Yerushalmi describes it, I'm looking at that middle area, and I'm looking, how I'm dividing the middle area? The two sides, it's 5 by 2 that I have in the two sides. But when I'm taking the middle row in the between, what, how I'm dividing that area in between these two columns, I'm dividing into three. I'm dividing the top is 2 by 3, the middle is 1 by 3, and the bottom is 2 by 3. And that's why I have two vineyards at top and bottom, and the middle is the row of 1 by 3. And that is the lashon of the Gemara. So what do? Nos of chad karmin, or chad shur, you take the middle row, in the middle, ki is arbo karmin, you have four vineyards. V'tloso binayim, and I have three things in the middle part. In the middle part, I have a top vineyard on top, a middle missing row in the middle, and a top vineyard in the bottom. Nos of chad choyim, you take one more row in the middle of the vineyard, meaning you take three trees in the middle of the next row. So now, let's say in the bottom, I take the third and the fourth row in the middle. So what's left below that is only one row of three trees. That's not a vineyard. That's batel to the charif. So I'm looking at it right now. I have the two sides. I have two columns, all 5 by 2. And then I have on top of this charif, top of the karachas, I have 2 by 3, which is another vineyard. I have 2 by 3 in the middle, which is what's charif. And I have 1 by 3, which is not considered, I'm not counting it as anything. And that's not part of my cheshbon. So how many binayim do I have? How many things between? I have two. One is a vineyard, and one is the karachas akir. And that's what tells you, nosav chad choyim, take the next row, istaman tloso karam, and you have now three vineyards, two on each side, and one on the top. The train binayim, two, the middle part is divided into two. Nosav chad choyim, you take one more row, meaning now instead of taking the bottom row, I'm taking the top row as well. So I took now, my empty space in the middle is 3 by 3. Three trees in the middle row, three trees in the second row, three trees in the fourth row. What do I have left above and below? Three trees. Three trees don't make a vineyard. So what do I have? I have istaman train karmin. I have two vineyards on both sides. And the way the gear says, v'chad b'naim, the gear says, v'chaim. And I have in the middle an empty space, which 3 by 3 of it is karachas akerim. Plus, I have three vines, which I don't consider them to be something significant on their own. So this whole mahalach of the Gemara is to explain to me, what would be the case that I have two legitimate vineyards around the Karachas HaKerem? Three legitimate vineyards, or four? I mean, I can have four in all sides. I can have three, two the two sides and one on top. Or I can have only two for the two sides at the top and bottom. We're not a vineyard, and it's still going to be considered Karachas HaKerem. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Lamed Hei.